So are there specific ways that UBC's international, I guess, outreach efforts need to be reformed? Do you have specific ideas of the ways they need to reform, or is it more about creating the awareness of the need for reform?
Well, I think that it's both. One of the things that came up in a lot of discussions early on in the development of the EASL team and the EASL project were things like, in order to do experiments or research using animals at UBC, quite often fish, sometimes even higher insects, you need to have ethical approval to do these things. And doing research with human subjects, regardless of what kind of research you're doing in Canada, it requires a lot of ethical approval, and you have to be quite careful about it. But when people go internationally, there are a number of, well, the majority of developing countries and under-resourced countries don't have rigidly outlined guidelines of how conduct, of what conduct has to follow. So that's a big problem, you know. There are researchers here that jump through hoops in order to work with mice, but who don't actually need any approval at all to go to India to conduct whatever research they want. So that's a big problem, and that's something that we want to see change. And it's also a problem that, you know, the lab safety training is compulsory for students even taking courses. You have to have WMIS, you have to have all different sorts of training before you use expensive equipment. There's always mandates depending on how expensive a centrifuge is or a PCR machine is, of how much training you should have before you go in and do it. But in order to work in an orphanage overseas, you can just be ready to go and be able to buy a plane ticket. And that's something that we find problematic, is that our students should be prepared to go over, and there is no mandatory ethical course or guidelines or workbook or resource attached with UBC that students, faculty, and staff that are affiliated with UBC when they go overseas that they have to undertake. So we would really like to see those things change, or just progress towards change. But the awareness is where it starts, the awareness in the students, and it has to be sort of a bottom-up thing.
Is this an initiative of students or an initiative of the university?
This is a partnership between students and faculty. The grant, it's been funded by the Teaching and Learning Enhancement Fund at UBC, and the grant itself was written by students and by faculty together. So this is sort of an organic evolution of concern from both students and faculty. And the partnership with Go Global just strengthens the argument, I think, because Go Global has done a really fantastic job in trying to ensure that everybody they send internationally does actually think about these things, and they have pre-departure courses that are fantastic. And they're doing what should really be done. And so they really want to see something mandatory happen, some curriculum happen in all different departments and faculties. They want to see workshops happen that are outside of just their program, because their program isn't large enough to accommodate everybody that's doing international work.
Couldn't a lot of these problems simply be, instead of just providing a grant, just simply be changed by changing university policy around this issue? Why do you think that that hasn't been done?
We're trying as much as possible to take a ground-up approach. A lot of students, I think, don't understand university policy, nor do they really care. They're going to behave the way they want to behave, and unless we kind of build a critical consciousness in the student body, then changing university policy won't really matter. You can't enforce a law that people don't understand. Once students understand why it is that these issues are so important, I think then the policy can follow. But we're sort of engaging both sides of it at the same time.
I just have something quickly to add to that, in that university policy is it's difficult to rewrite comprehensively, and it's difficult to write a horizontal policy that's going to affect so many different departments and faculties that have vertical funding. And I think that as well, writing and changing policy is an expensive endeavor. You have to have policy analysts in on it. You have to have approval from so many different things. It costs a lot of money and it takes a lot of time. And unless there is call for it from the student body, from the faculty and staff, in my view and in my experience, administration, and I'm not speaking about the administration of the University of British Columbia, but in Canadian politics, provincial politics, any sort of politics, if there is no demand for change, then things won't change. So there has to be consciousness at all levels on what change is needed before comprehensive policy will be written.